come together to worship his name and to make declaration of his word. Hallelujah. We'll go ahead and get our announcements taken care of. Looks like that we've got one birthday today, and that birthday is on today, and it's Sister Margie. So be recognizing that on the 19th, and looking forward most of the time we're going into Psalms or Proverbs or something like that. But there's a story. It's right here in the season for a Mother's Day and everything. And we're already thinking about that. I want to take you to 1 Samuel chapter 2. And this is a prayer and a praise as well from a lady by the name of Hannah, who sought the Lord dearly and had a request that she, a petition she made to the Lord. And God heard her prayer. And so this was a prayer and a psalm that she prayed after God fulfilled her request. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. And this is what it reads like. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in my salvation." Verse 2 says, "There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God." Hallelujah. "Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed." What brought this out of Hannah was she didn't have a child. She was barren, and the day she lived in, it was considered a curse for a woman not to be able to have a child. And she had those that ridiculed her, those that made fun of her because of her not having a child. So she began to pour out herself unto God and ask God. She said, "If you give me this child, I will give him back to you." Hallelujah. God answered her prayer. Of course, she became the mother of Samuel. A man of God in the Old Testament. And this came out of her voice and out of her heart, how she made. She said, "There's no other rock like our God. He alone, amen, holds this knowledge." And said, there's something here in this third verse. He said, "He's a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed." You realize that how we live and what we do are weighed for God? I recall one time there was a king that the prophet told me, says, "Oh king, you have been weighed in the balances and are found wanting." Amen. That's when the handwriting came on the wall. Amen. And nobody could read it but Daniel. He said, "You are weighed in the balance." So the question I want to bring to you today, and every one of us here, when all is said and done, and the lights are cut out, and we go all the respective ways, how will God weigh your worship to him today? Think about that. Amen. Because this next few moments is our time to give God some. Amen. See, the one, and you heard me say this time and time again, the worship part of the service is God's part of the service. It's what he gets out of the service. God himself don't get nothing out of the preaching. Amen. It's out of the worship. So when God weighs my worship, and I don't know, when I leave here today, this could be the last service I'm in. I could be called out into eternity. I don't know. Nobody knows.
Right.
But when my actions and the way that I worship him today is weighed out, I want the Lord to see that I put everything I have in worshiping him, because there's no rock greater than our rock. Give him a hand.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
praises to our God. Everyone worship. Hallelujah. Every praise to our God. God, Savior. God, hallelujah. Come on now. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, yes, He is. Praise to our God. Everyone worship, one accord. Every prayer, come on. Every prayer, come on, give it to Him. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Through my God, glory, hallelujah. To our God, every praise, every praise. To our God, hallelujah. To our God. yes, he is. Yes, he, yes, he is. Sing it to the Lord on most high. Woo! Mighty Lord. Every praise to our God. To our God.
search the world, but it couldn't fill me. A man's empty praise, treasures that fade are never enough. And you came along, put me back together. Now every desire is not satisfied here.
Let's give the Lord another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that the Holy Ghost and most high have moved on to the point? Things are not trying to go right. Amen. The Spirit of God is for us anyway. Hallelujah. I love you. That we want to continue to remember Brother Jim. Jerry is still in the hospital and has some time to continue to pray for him. And the last report that I got out of the history, he was able to show some improvement. And praise God for that. We still have to be praying for him because he has really been in a battle. This service, and thank you, God, for the word that went forth right now. I pray, God, that every heart will be open right now, that we will receive and take what God is speaking out to us in this congregation and one different ones in the background this day. Bless us all from the heart to receive. In Jesus' name, let the church say,
amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Well, Lord, you are worthy, Lord, you are worthy, Lord, you are worthy to be praised, for you have redeemed us by your great mercy, Lord. You are worthy to. Hallelujah. Let's just praise him together today. Oh, Lord, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord, you are worthy to be praised, for you have redeemed us by your great mercy. Now, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
because she has a bad battle with a dry eye, and the doctor gives her all kinds of medications all the time. She has to take this stuff put up under behind her eyelid and all of that. So when she come on, told me, I said, well, that was a miracle that took place, and I didn't hide tonight. Yeah. Amen. I give praise for that. Anybody believe God still works in your
life? Oh, yeah. Spirit is in your heart, said, I will come to you and lift your burden if you will only bless you for trusting just a minute, but do not go out and service today where a heart feels unbroken, because God is here for each and every one. We're going to. Thank you.
Well, it feels so good just being here again. It feels so good feeling what I feel again. There's just nothing I like better than God's people getting together. Feels so good being here again. It feels so good just being here again. It feels so good feeling what I feel again. There's just nothing I like better than God's people getting together. Feels so good being here again. It feels so good just being here again. It feels so good feeling what I feel again. There's just nothing I like better than God's people getting together. Feels so good being here again.
thee, saith the Lord. I have called you out from the world, says the Lord. I have called you out to be my people, says the Lord. I have called you this day. I have called you. I have called you and I have chosen you out of the world. I have called you and chosen you to be my people, says the Lord. To be a chosen people unto me, says the Lord. I have called you out of darkness and into my marvelous light. I have called you this day. I have called unto thee, and I have chosen thee from the foundation of the world, saith the Lord. I have chosen you to be my people. Come to me, says the Lord. Come to me this day, says the Lord. Hear my heart, saith the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. For I have called unto you, says the Lord. I have called unto you. Come to me, says the Lord.
There's sunlight in this house. You should have already made your way up to the front to this altar. You know the way this service is going. This is very unusual. God is making a specific call. I tell you what I'm feeling. I'm going with the Lord. Paul, I want you to come up here, stand. Brother Bob, Brother Brian, Brother Douglas. Said, Lord, there's many as two agree touching anything, it shall happen.
Yeah, amen.
Brother, you're going to leave this place free of this word.
Yeah.
You'll always have Sister Edna in your heart. But it's not the word. The word says we don't grieve like those that have no hope. And you got hope today. And God loves you. And He uses you in this church. And God's going to break you free right now, once and for all. Somebody needs to come to this altar. Give your life to God. Do not be in this house. You hear the voice of the Lord.
to seek the Lord in prayer, we would seek. There is someone here who needs to give their heart over to the Lord. There's someone who needs to ask forgiveness today. The Lord has already given His word, hallelujah, through tongue interpretation. He has said that He's going to be with you, hallelujah. Thank you.
If you wonder what all this means, the Word says, when Zion travails, sons of God are born to me. I don't know when I have felt such a travailing spirit. If you're willing to go, God wants to know you love. He wants to talk to you on a level you've never been before. He lets you experience the things of the Holy Ghost that you've never experienced. Lord, I want to talk to you. Lord, I need Jesus. Praise the name of the living God. Thank you, Lord. God bless everyone. We appreciate you.